This is not a good day for us. People in the Northwest are well versed in the arguments as to why we need the radiotherapy centre in Alt-McGilvin. It seems to me that Alt-McGilvin is being singled out as a political football between the Health Minister in the North and the Finance Minister in the North. It's not acceptable. It's not right to use cancer sufferers and their families in that way, and it needs to stop. And what we actually need now is for the ministers involved to sit down and sort this out once and for all. That's what I put to Michael McGimsey in the chamber this morning, and I think it's time that he met with the Finance Minister, Sammy Wilson, in Stormont, and with the new Health Minister in the Republic to get agreement on how to move this project forward, because it's too important to put it on the long finger.
The radiotherapy unit has been postponed, but we don't know how long it's going to take before it could be up and running. We don't know when the money's going to be available. So with it being postponed, many more people are going to be diagnosed with cancer.
You know, what's really frustrating about this is that, you know, we have to be clear, this decision to postpone today has got serious consequences. You know, even if the building was built for 2016, that building is no good if we don't have trained oncologists, trained radiotherapists, trained radiologists and other specialised staff to work in it. And by mothballing the project for now, what the Minister is doing is preventing us from allocating resources to train the staff who would need to be there to run the centre. So, you know, Belfast is going to reach capacity in 5 years' time, and we're now not going to have capacity in Derry to help bridge that gap. It's a bad day for people in the Northwest.